This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 19. Friends, our reading comes from Genesis chapter 18. When the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing what's right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great that their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Have you been blessed with close friends? Maybe they're friends you've known all your life, or maybe they're relatively new friends. Either way, one of the best measures of a good friendship is the willingness to be open and honest together. Good friends are transparent with one another. Abraham was called God's friend, and we see some evidence of that in today's story. God wanted to be transparent with Abraham, so he told Abraham of the destruction that would soon come on Sodom and Gomorrah because of their grievous sin. And Abraham didn't simply take this as information. He pleaded with God to spare these cities if there were 50, 40, 30, 20, or even 10 people living there who tried to live righteously by following God's ways. As Christians, we've a friend in Jesus. He shares with us everything he learned from his Father, and this includes all the good news of salvation as well as all the warnings and rebukes we need to hear about turning away from sin. And by the power of his Spirit, he says, we can live God's way. So, like Abraham, we can plead with God to save our friends and family who don't yet know him. And, like Jesus, we can share the gospel and our own testimonies, praying that these words will help bring salvation to others. What's more, we can rejoice that God graciously calls us his friends. Pray with me. Lord, we stand in awe that you call us your friends. Thank you for revealing what you've done, are doing, and will do in your kingdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.